My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let's get to the Commanders news of the day. Sam Cosmi got a 4-year extension from Washington's front office. The former second-round pick out of Texas. The 4-year extension gets tacked on to the final year of his rookie deal, entering the fourth year of, as a second-rounder, year four of four. So that means 5 more seasons through 2028 for Cosmi, who has kicked inside from tackle to guard and really found a home. Danny, last year he was the 6th highest graded guard according to PFF in football. He had the number 7 grade in the run game according to Pro Football Focus, and he played the 12th most snaps in the entire NFL at the guard position because for the first time he proved really durable, played in all 17 games, played at a high level, and at 25 going into his prime, he got paid.
Love that. This is one of those things where, I mean, you look back, and I will still say on the balance sheet, the Marty Party and Ron Rivera were terrible at player acquisition, evaluation, contracts, drafting, etc. This is one of their wins. Now, they drafted him as a tackle, so it's downgraded slightly, but still, you identify a core player whose era was on the rise, as you rightly said, and he's in his mid-20s, he's playing better than he did 2 years ago at this point. He's playing better than he was a year ago at this point. This is now a really, really good asset that you have. You keep guys like that around, even if it wasn't your guy. You quickly figure out this is a guy that you want to build around. So good for them. Right call. We were sort of wondering, not in a critical way, but kind of wondering, hey, is this coming? This seems pretty reasonable. Seems like you'd want to do that. And before week one, you kind of get that business attended to and get it done and lock him up. Really good player, and I'm happy for the dude.
Yeah, I mean, from a playing standpoint and on the field, he's their best offensive lineman, and I don't know that it's particularly close at this point. And you can make the case he's one of the best players on the team. You know, for a few years, that's been John Allen, Daron Payne, and there's a conversation thereafter. I think Sam Cosmi's really closed the gap in that area, and with Terry McLaurin, those are the core guys in the offensive huddle at this point. But as you said, personally, just for the person that we've had on the show and I've talked to out there a few times, really, really entertaining interview and just an honest guy and very candid. He's 25. He's going into his prime. He's married now. He's kind of growing up in front of our eyes in D.C. He's got a baby girl. So his wife, Blair, and the 9-month-old baby, I believe, Clara. You're not going anywhere.
Right.
You're setting up shop. You are digging in the DMV, and you're now a Texas guy who's going to call this place home at least half of the year for the next several years. So I like that. And this is what you want to do. We've seen a lot of teams this offseason prioritize signing their own guys, both the good teams that have done this for a long time and then some bad teams that are trying to get good, like the New England Patriots, who have extended, I don't know, 7 or 8 of their own players. Washington over the years has not done a good enough job at this, mostly because they haven't drafted enough guys that they want to keep around. They haven't hit in the draft frequently enough. So I think now you can say, well, that's a win for Ron Rivera and his staff. They drafted him as a tackle. He ended up at guard. So there's an asterisk there because they thought he would be their long-term right tackle. But I don't think we need to get cute and look for style points, especially with the Rivera era that went.
You got a good player and a good dude.
Exactly.
You do it.
I say this about Brandon Scherff all the time. Like, people talk about him because remember, at number 5, I think that was McLuhan's first pick in his first draft. He was taken as a tackle out of Iowa. And about an hour into his first practice at training camp ever, he was moved to guard because Morgan Moses showed up after having a whale of an offseason, going into his second year with the organization, and they realized our best line right now is Moses at right tackle and Sheriff as a plus guard. And so they just made the move. And a lot of people have suggested since then that that was not a slam dunk pick or the value wasn't good at number five. And I don't really play that game. I'm in the business of getting good football players, period. And so with Sam Cosmi, I don't care if you drafted him as a tackler or a guard. You've got a Pro Bowler. Hasn't made that yet, but he will. And maybe eventually an All-Pro, which they don't have around here. I'm not going to ask any questions.
Right. Yeah, it's the road wasn't paved and straight. We had a few twists and turns there. But you're right. We got to the point where there's a good player, a good core guy that's going to be here. So I'm a fan. I mean, he's in that company with guys like Quentin Nelson, Landon Dickerson in Philadelphia. There's a whole bunch of guys in that 25-26 age range who are making a pretty good chunk of change as, kind of linchpin guards there on rosters that are either improving or already pretty good. And it gets to the point where eventually you don't love the idea of, I'd rather pay a tackle overpaying a guard. I'd rather pay a wide receiver overpaying a guard, a cornerback, a quarterback, a few different positions. But you're not in a spot where you can just start letting guys go and having their talent, a talented replacement, waiting in the wings. So at this stage, it makes a lot of sense to me to retain him because, again, he's done everything that's ever been asked of him. He's performed well, and the arrow is still trending up. But a guy that was at one point learning a position, now he's learned it. Now he's one of the better players in the league at that spot.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
$74 million over 4 years, 18.5 per for Sam Cosmi as one of the best young guards in football. So let's make this quick list then, Danny. How many players right now on the Commanders would you say are better than Sam Cosmi? I think it's a very, very short list. But if you're just ranking their roster 1 to 53, how high up could Cosmi show up? So start the list.
So you're not going to like the answer. He's my number one. I think he's their best player. I think he's better at his position than anybody else is at theirs.
I think if you're forecasting out with potential and growth opportunities, I could see that. Based on back of the football card, I would still say John Allen, who's made Pro Bowls, Daron Payne, Terry McLaurin, just because they've actually played in Pro Bowl games.
Right.
Kind of gotten that acclaim. But if you looked at it a different way, which I think is really intuitive, where does each guy rank at their own position right now in the NFL? At some point, John Allen was fringe top five at D-tackle. I don't think he is right now. Daron Payne, coming off of his 11-plus sacks, was in that conversation. Fell off with some of the counting stats as a pass rusher last year. Probably would slide down the board a little bit, right? I would say the same thing about McLaurin, who last year, yards per catch, some of the explosivity metrics dropped off some. Still very good, but in that 15 to 20 range at wide receiver maybe in the NFL. And there are great players at that position. It's probably more competitive than the spot that Cosmi plays. But in a position where there are 64 starters, because there's two guards on every team, Sam Cosmi is a top 10 guard in football.
Probably. And that's kind of my point. So for the toughest debate to me is not, again, I love Terry McLaurin, but you start going down the list of Jefferson, Adams, Lamb, St. Brown, Ayuk, DJ Moore, AJ Brown, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. You got to go a while before you get to Terry McLaurin. Again, really good player. Glad he's here. He's my dude. But there are a whole bunch of folks that would go ahead of him if people were being objective, you know, sort of looking around league-wide. The tougher sell is the one you mentioned, is defensive tackle. And at points, you've seen both of those guys, talking Allen and Payne, be in that top 10 type range. I mean, Daron Payne had a top 10 season a couple years ago that got him paid. John Allen did that before. But right now, this minute coming into the year, I don't know that either one of those guys is top 10. Again, not a bad player by any stretch, and they're as good a tandem as you're going to find, but maybe they're both sort of in the teens. And my point is, this may be a little bit bullish, but I put Cosmi in that top 10 guard group. I mean, it's hard. I'm not breaking down offensive line play from, you know, the interior offensive line play from every single squad at this stage, but that's kind of my sense of it at this point. So that's how I come to that conclusion.
Dan Quinn just had his daily press conference out in Ashburn as the Commanders are getting ready for the Bucs today at their team facility. This is what DQ had to say about the new extension for his guard, Sam Cosmi.
That's it's a cool day for him, for his wife, Blair, his daughter, Claire, who are here. And so for Adam and his staff to get that done prior to the season, that's a big deal. And this guy's a Commander, you know, through and through. He's tough. He plays square. He's strong. And we really, you know, are fortunate that he'll be an anchor inside, you know, for years to come. It's a big deal.
This is something you and I talked a lot about all offseason that needed to get done. Hadn't given up on it. I just kind of moved on and forgotten about it, honestly, because about a week ago, I turned the page into regular season mode. But them getting this out of the way was a no-brainer. And there's just no reason not to do this. I remember back in 1999 when Champ Bailey was drafted out of Georgia. And at that time, there was this culture going into year one of the old owner in 2000 when they spent $100 million. Where they took care of other people's guys, but not their own.
Mm-hmm.
And so 4 years later, when it was time for Champ to get paid, he had watched Deion Sanders and Mark Carrier and one guy after another come in here in the secondary to get their money, and he had become one of the best players in the league at his position on his way to what would eventually be Hall of Fame career. And he went to the team and he said, let's go. It's time to pay me. And they dragged their feet. And it became so difficult. The relationship became so bad between he and the club that they ended up trading him for Clinton Portis with a draft pick, obviously. And I bring that up just to say, you want to be the organization where everybody knows if you deliver on the promise, if you deliver the goods after being taken, you will be rewarded. That's what the healthy organizations do. It's whatever, and I don't just mean in football, right? But I bring you in. Mm-hmm. I give you these goals. Here's what we're trying to accomplish. You go out and get it done, you get your raise. You get to grow. That's what everybody's looking for in life in some ways.
Uh-huh.
Like, what's next? How do I become the best version of myself? And to reward Sam Cosmi was a no-brainer, but the fact that they did it just tells you that they had their priorities in order.
And they get it. Yeah, I think it's well said. Now, you can't, as Ryan Zimmerman famously told us, you can't pay everybody. So there are going to be some times where, you know, a good player you have to let him walk at the expense of maybe somebody else. But when you're in this position, right, when you're in the building phase, what better building block than, as you said, the guy that's, we said, hey, please turn in A work. And here's my A homework. I did it. I turned in the A work. Then you reward that guy. That makes sense.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.